This is Big Podcast Daily. I'm David Hooper. If you want to get good at podcasting this year, the only way you're going to do that is to get behind the mic, hit record, and make podcasts. You must make mistakes because that's the only way you'll know what doesn't work, and that's the only way you'll be able to improve on your technique so that these mistakes are less frequent. There's something in the broadcast radio industry. It's called an air check, and an air check can be used in two ways. One of those ways is like a resume. It's a demonstration recording. You put together an air check, much like a speaker would put together a reel, hand it off to a prospective employer. Here's what I can do on the air. But it's also a way for management in a radio station or maybe a talent coach to listen to a talent, a DJ, a jock, whatever you want to call him, critique that talent and make him better. You can do this yourself. I was recently going through some old air checks, found some from the early 70s from a station in Pittsburgh called KQV. And just to give you an idea of what that station sounded like, check this out.
Where the good times roll.
14 KQV. 14 KQV. 14 KQV.
That's KQV out of Pittsburgh from 1972. There's a jock working there at the time. His name was Jeff Christie, and he had a show. It was called Jeff Christie Rock and Roll Radio Show. I'm going to play an air check from that. And in that air check, you're going to hear the typical stuff. He announces songs from the Stylistics, Stevie Wonder, Rick Nelson. He announces the weather, and he stumbles over the amount of money that you can win in the cash call contest. He also gives away 2 6-packs of Carefree Sugarless Gum and flubs a line announcing the Carefree Rock Concert Contest. Listen to this.
Target to Messina with a song and the answer to the musical question, Whatever Happened to Fibber McGee? Want to congratulate our name it and claim it winner, Jeff Rodman of Eastmont. Jeff wins coffee going up the country, but a can of heat in 1968 or 69. Take your pick. And also, Jeff, I will send you 2 6-packs of Carefree Sugarless Gum. You can chew it all day. And that'll entitle you to 12 more entries for you in the Carefree Rock Concert Contest. That's a tongue twister. Keep listening to the Jeff Christie Stardust Jockey Show for complete details about this contest. Well, we've had 2 cash call winners today, folks. A grand total of $624.28 to give it away. Perry Marshall gave away $375.14 this afternoon to Mrs. John Vuksik of Pittsburgh, and I had my first cash call winner of all time tonight. Mr. Frank Rope of Bloomfield claimed $249.14. It's a hefty amount of money all day, $624.28. New jackpot for tomorrow is $240.14. Got it down so you can remember it. Bob DiCarlo makes the next call tomorrow morning.
So nothing special, right? Jeff Christie was fired from KQV in 1974. He was told by station management that he would never make it as an on-air talent. He spent the next 5 years bouncing around the country, going from one radio station to the next. Finally, in 1979, he decided to call it quits. He quit radio entirely and took a job working for the Kansas City Royals. 4 years later, he came back to radio. And when he went back to radio, he didn't go to a music station. He went to a station with a format he was much more passionate about, talk radio. Today, he's known as Rush Limbaugh. His syndicated show is the highest radio show in the United States. It's got a listenership of 15 million people each week. He's the highest paid broadcaster in the history of radio. I'm playing these clips to show you this. We are not born talented. We become talented through hard work and tenacity. It doesn't just happen all at once. It happens gradually. But what you're playing around with now may just be that thing that propels you into the future.
KQV, Pittsburgh.
Ooga, zaga, ooga, ooga.
14K. 903 and 14K on the award-winning Jeff Christie Rock and Roll Radio Show. With fun and frolic for all, some of you no doubt still wondering what award I have won. I'll tell you, none other than the Marconi Award for excellence in broadcasting.
So when it comes to your podcasting this year, I encourage you to jump in. If you need help, I would love to help you. I'm here every day with tips, tricks, strategies to help you become a better podcaster, reach your audience, engage with them, and make money with your podcast. To make sure you never miss an episode, you can subscribe. Just search for Big Podcast Daily at Apple Podcast, Google Play Music, wherever you get your podcast, I am there. And if you want my newsletter, same thing. Tips, tricks, strategies to help you grow your podcast, become a better host, make money with your podcast. You can subscribe to that at bigpodcast.com. Thank you for listening. And I'll see you tomorrow on the next episode of Big Podcast Daily.